saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw darkness run for cover. But the miracle that I just can't get over, my name is registered in heaven. I believe in signs and wonders. I have resurrection. Oh, hallelujah. This is my testimony, and it's your testimony too. Come on, you are welcome to your daily faith boost, your super, super daily energizer. A beautiful song there, My Testimony by Elevation Worship. I believe you're digging it just as I am. Welcome once again. We're talking about being passed from death to life, and I trust that the series has been amazing. All right. Like super, super amazing. Glory, glory, glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. We're on the Thursday edition and it can only get better. Hallelujah. All right. All right. All right. Romans chapter 5. Okay. Where do you think we're going to start from? Romans 5, right? So Romans 5 and the 12th verse, it gets exciting today. Okay. It really like gets super exciting. Romans 5 verse 12 says, therefore, just as through one man, sin entered the world and death through sin. So death spread upon all men because all sin. How did we all sin? All right. We all sinned in Adam. All right. How did we all become righteous? We all became righteous in Christ Jesus. Remember, God said to Adam in Genesis chapter 2, all right, from 15 to 17, there are trees everywhere. All right. Touch it. But that tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't touch. The day you eat, you will surely die. All right. So chapter 3, Adam and Eve disobeyed God and then death set in. Please get this. I believe we've made this super clear. All right. Death there is not physical death. It is spiritual death. That really and actually is the mother of the physical death. Spiritual death is curse. Remember what Moses said, all right, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, I call heaven and earth to bear record against you today that I place before you life and death, blessing and cursing. So that death is a curse. So the curse was unleashed, all right? Vegetation and farming and agriculture and feeding will become difficult. You have to sweat to eat. Childbearing becomes difficult. Marriage could be tensed. Everything could just go bad. Health and wickedness and evil and murder. And the curse was unleashed. All right. The enemy was at the door all the while trying to bring this curse, not happy with what God was doing with man. How could God make man this way? And then man is so like special. No, this curse has to find expression. God said, Adam, that thing is in front of your door. Don't open the door. Don't open the door. All right. So for some reason, Adam opened the door. Death swings in. Adam didn't die. Everybody died. All right. Every single person died. Remember what we looked at in 1 Corinthians? And the 15th chapter, okay, verse 21 says, For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. So through one man, death came. 22, all right, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 22 says, for as in Adam all die. Please get that. It now says, even so in Christ, all shall be made alive. What Jesus did, okay, classically, all right, undid, all right, If I guess that's correct, right? Basically, it was a reset of everything that Adam did. It was a wiping off, a rearrangement, a switching back. Jesus knocked it back to where it came from. That's the beautiful thing. We're yet to see that take place all over the earth because the time for that has not come. But for the new creation, we have a deposit of the finished work on where, you know, where death is concerned. The relationship with the believer and death has been finally defined. You're going to get this in a minute. So back again to our Romans chapter 5. All right. And then we're going to read now the 14th and then the 17th verse. Are you ready? Okay, let's go. So Romans 5, 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those that had not sinned according to the likeness of the sin of a man. Death reigned. I've explained this, but I want you to see the word reign. R-E-I-G-N. Death moved like Lord, reigned like King. All right. Death reigned from Adam to Moses. So how was Moses able to put a stop to the big reign of death? Because God gave Moses the priesthood and the law. And under the priesthood, there were blood sacrifices. All right. And by the shedding of blood, there's remission of sin. But the blood of goats and of bulls and, you know, couldn't permanently deal with it. So thank God we now have the classic blood of Jesus Christ that finally dealt the blow to death, paid the price for our sin. So the reign of death is over. Now, 17th verse, Romans 5, 17. For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Reign again, R-E-I-G-N, not R-A-I-N, not rain like showers from heaven, rain. No, reign as a king. Once again, I read, all right? For if by one man's offense, death reigned through the one, much more, all right? More than that, those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life. That means you and I are kings now. The way death was king and death could terrorize everybody everywhere, we are now the new kings. So death cannot enter our domain. Remember Colossians chapter 1? We've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear son. Death cannot, in its wildest imagination, move into the kingdom of light to harass a child of light. So how come children of light are being harassed by death? Because we open the door through ignorance, through unbelief, through disobedience. Please get that. You are secure in Christ. But ignorance opens the door. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So you and I now need to come into terms with, hey, God has dealt a blow to death. God has dealt a blow to death. So 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 says again, because we read it yesterday, right? Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through laying on of my hands. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know this, okay? You don't have a spirit of timidity. Verse 8, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who saved us, verse 9, and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace, which he has given to us in Christ Jesus. Before time began, but has now been revealed. This purpose and grace has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality through to light through the gospel. I need to read that last part. All right. New King James says he has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So let's see how NLT puts it. It says, he broke the power of death and illuminated the way to life and immortality through the good news. Did you get that? He broke the power of death. And then he illuminated the way, shone light on the way to life and immortality through the gospel. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Easy to read. It says, he destroyed death and showed us a way to have life. Destroyed. I like the Passion Translation. Please hear what it says. Oh, hallelujah. Let me just read it, the whole of verse 10 from Passion Translation. It says, this truth is now being unveiled by the revelation of the anointed Jesus, our life giver, who dismantled death, obliterating all its effect on our lives. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Once again, Jesus dismantled death, obliterating all its effect on our lives. Please get this. Why do we fear what has been dismantled? Why do we fear what has been destroyed? Now, I know I'm reading this for the first time. to you to hear. And then it's like, we need to drink in. I even need to drink. We all need to drink into this thing till it sips in and sips in and sips in till we neutralize the energy of death where we're concerned to zero. Because that's what it is. A defeated enemy. Spoiled. All right. He spoiled principalities and powers. Colossians chapter 2 tells us. He spoiled them. To spoil isn't that he gave them a treat, all right? Like bought them some shawarma and then some ice cream and then gave them a massage, you know, and then, you know, some facial scrub. No, that's old King James, spoiled. When you go to war, all right, and then you defeat, you know, the enemy, you go away with all, and the funny thing with these guys, when they go to battle back and then those days, they go with their gold and trinket and jewelries and all of that. So it's called the spoils of war. You come back as a victor, not just coming back with, you know, slaves or captives from the battle. You come with everything. Because even the kings go to battle, so they go with their golden cups and, you know, they go with stuff. So Jesus spoiled principalities. That means he plundered them. He emptied their coffers. He emptied their treasure. That's what Jesus did. Plundered the enemy. So he left him at zero. The power the devil has right now is the power of suggestion. Playing over everybody's ignorance. Tripping off our fear system. All right? But please, I use fear system not because you are afraid, but in the soul. It could easily trigger worry and all those kind of stuff. So fear is easily triggered. But there's no fear in your spirit. All right, once again, the passage says he dismantled death, obliterating all its effect. Someone needs to take this, the Passion Translation, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10, and go do some meditation with it. All the effects of death in my life has been obliterated. Fight the fight with it. Fight the fight with it. All right, King James just goes straight to the language. He abolished death. Abolished death. Please hear the way the Message Translation puts it. It says, death. Oh, no, let me just speak it. It says, since the appearance of our Savior, nothing could be plainer. Death defeated, life vindicated in a steady blaze of light, all through the work of Jesus. Death defeated. Basically saying this is a summary of the story. Death has been defeated, life has been vindicated. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear the Amplified Bible. This is beautiful. It says, Christ Jesus, who annulled death and made it of no effect and brought life and immortality, in bracket now, it says, immunity from eternal death to light through the gospel. Anybody seeing this? All right. Amplified classic. Jesus annulled death, made it of no effect, all right, and brought life and immortality, in bracket, immunity from eternal death. That means you and I are now immune. If we're immune from eternal death, that's a spiritual death, that means we're immune from whatever that death can do. That's the death that brings evil. That's the death that brings the curse. That's the death that brings physical death, under which you have sickness and disease, poverty, things, all those things you see as curse. This is the thing that brings it. It says here we are immune. We are now immune. You and I are immune, child of God. Immune. Now, Amplified. I just read Amplified. Classic now, Amplified. Right? It says, Jesus Christ, who through his incarnation and earthly ministry abolished death, making it null and void, and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So when believers talk fear like everybody else, something is wrong with the knowledge level. When believers and preachers and everybody's afraid, something is wrong with the knowledge level. You and I should put our foot down and fight. Issue is we get a revelation like this, and I've been there, I've been guilty too, all right? And then some seemingly legitimate things steal the time away, and then you're not able to meditate. You're unable to move from information to revelation. But come on, guys, let's do this thing now, all right? Be an encouragement to someone as I'm an encouragement to you. Let's fight this fight of faith. Let's put our foot down and go again and read these verses till they sink in. Jesus abolished death. He made it null and void. Come on. Do you remember that in Revelations chapter 1, Jesus said to John that he, Jesus, now holds the key of death and hell? So the power of death is no longer with the devil. Someone just got shocked. Like, are you kidding me? Jesus said it in Revelation chapter 1, that he now holds the key of death and hell. So if he does hold the key of death and hell, then hey, what's up? Yeah, come on now. Like, what's up? What are we afraid of? You know? What exactly are we afraid of? So that's in Revelations, all right? In the first chapter of Revelations, and then I'll pick it from the 17th verse. John said, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. I mean, he saw the glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let me read to us what he saw. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let me just speak it from the 9th verse. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was persecuted, so I was banished. Right? This is after, church history tells us, this is right after they wanted to boil him, all right, alive. They threw him into a boiling, pot of oil, a cauldron of oil, and then nothing happened. He couldn't die. He didn't die. All right? John is said by church history to be the only of all the apostles that died like old age, and then, you know, they couldn't kill him. Something was at work in him. Glory to God. All right. So they banished him to the island of Patmos. All right. So that's why I said that he was on that island for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Verse 10 says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. People say, oh, are we not always in the spirit? There are degrees. All right. Positionally, you are in the spirit. But you know, at certain points, you are more aware of the spirit realm than at other points. All right. So this is him now saying, this is describing that full state of being in the spirit, not just an act of faith. This is now experiential. He is swung into something. Do you understand that? Positionally, just like positionally, was seated together with him, but there are times when by experience, you just know that there's something done. Some people walk in the reality more than others, if you get all I'm trying to say, all right? But it's for all of us, and the more we press in, if I'll use that language, then you see more of such manifestations. But this is a divinely granted, visitation of his to heaven, all right, and into the realm of the spirit and all. So that might not happen on every day, but this is full swing. He was in the spirit. So I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what you see, write in a book and send it to the 7 churches, which are in Asia, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, to Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke to me. Don't forget, this is John writing here. John, who the Gospel of John, the guy who rest his head on the bosom of Jesus Christ. So follow this, drama here. I turned to see the one who spoke to me, and having turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands, and in the midst of the 7 lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet, girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. So his hair, head, white eyes. Imagine something reddish now coming out of that white, all right? His eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet were like fine brass, as if refined in furnace, and his voice as a sound of many waters. He had in his right hand 7 stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. All right, his countenance, all right, was like the sun shining in his strength, full noonday sun, all right? And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. I mean, this is John having to relate with the earthly side of Jesus. Now he sees the spiritual side, the glory side of Jesus. He's like, oh my God, he passes out. All right. But his right hand, all right. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. I love this. He always says, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am the one who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Glory to God. Amen, he says. And he said, I have the keys of death and hell. All right. That's the 18th verse now. I have the keys of death and hell. Do you get this? So the enemy has been defeated. A number of what the church is afraid of, the church should no longer be afraid of it. All right? The church should no longer, the enemy has been defeated. Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Jesus has the authority. No wonder when he resurrected, he said to them, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. So he said, but the devil, you know, Yorubas have a way of saying the devil is powerful. He doesn't just have deliverance. No, Jesus says all power. I would rather meditate on what Jesus said than meditate on what custom and tradition says. Come on, people. Jesus said all power. All power means all power. Let's knock this thing a little more. Don't forget in 1 Timothy we saw, all right, that he has abolished death, obliterated the effects of death in our lives. So look at Hebrews chapter 2 and the 14th and 15th verses, all right? Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. I'll pick first from the New King James. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. NLT. Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power of death. So this explains why in Revelation 1, he now says, I have the key of death. He destroyed and defeated the devil, and he got the key. Please understand, why then do people die? There's a time lease upon the earth. It is believed by Bible scholars, all right, that Adam, by God, was given a lease. Like when you have a lease agreement on a piece of property, Adam was given a lease, all right, to rule, and to man had a lease on the earth to just dominate and fulfill God's agenda. So that after Adam handed things over to the devil, the lease is still running. So the devil, now being the god of this world, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, all right, has the lease. So Jesus hasn't yet come, all right, to now do earth domination. That's what we refer to as the second coming of Jesus Christ. So what he's done right now is he's shed his blood. Those that believe in him, they come out of the domain and the dominion and the authority of darkness, and they move into his own kingdom. The rest of the world, all right, is still under the authority of Satan. He is the god of the world. But the believer is no longer in the system. You've been teleported to another system, transported to another system. That's why you need to be careful what you learn from the world. That's why you need to be careful what you feed on. It's a system. They are not trying to be godly. So when you preach liberalism, it doesn't matter. No, that's a corruption of the system. That's not the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And he's coming to establish the kingdom. The lease of Adam is still running. So Satan is enjoying Adam's lease. Remember when he tempted Jesus and said, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of this because it was given to me. Some of you didn't usually notice that part in temptation. He said, because it was given to me. Listen, it wouldn't have been a valid temptation if he was telling a lie. Do you get that? Jesus would know, come on, it's not yours. That would have been the answer. But what did Jesus say? You don't worship any other person except God. So question is, who gave it to him? Adam. Adam handed the whole system of the world to the devil. So he became God of this world, so he could tell Jesus, all the glory of this world I'll give you if you bow down and worship me. It was a valid temptation. And that is still catching very many people till today. All the glories of the world, all the glories of the world, all the glories of the world. And you hear people say, I'm going to stay out of Christianity. It's too binding. It's too this, it's too that. I just want to live my life. No, someone is showing you the glories of the world and you're trying to run after it. It's binding, blinding. All right, you'll say, no, I worship God alone. All right, I would enjoy stuff in this world, but I'll never worship the devil. Never worship stuff. All right, so Jesus has, please understand this, Jesus has defeated the devil, taken the power of death off him. Now look at TPT, Passion Translation. Since all his children have flesh and blood, so Jesus became human, all right, to fully identify with us. I want you to see this. He did this so that he could experience death and annihilate the effect of the intimidating accuser who holds against us the power of death. Annihilate. All right? Jesus did that. 15, by embracing death, Jesus sets free those who live their lives, entire lives, in bondage of the tormenting dread. So he's saying he defeated death, and then he rescued forever people from the fear of death. Are you getting this, child of God? He defeated that. And then he rescued forever everyone. Amplified.
Since therefore these his children share in flesh and blood in the physical nature of human beings, he himself in a similar manner partook of the same nature, that by going through that he might bring to naught, naught means zero, and make of no effect him that had the power of death, that is the devil. So the devil has been brought to naught. The power of the devil has no effect. Guys, this is the Bible. You got to read this. And also that he might deliver and completely set free all those who through the haunting fear of death were held in bondage through. So if you're listening to me and you feel tormented by fear, sit with this Hebrews 2, 14, 15. Read a couple of scriptures. Read a couple of translations. Go back to that 2 Timothy chapter 2 also. Chapter 1. And then read 6 and 7. He hasn't given you spirit of fear. Fear has been bound. The devil has been defeated. Fear has been cast out. So, child of God, you need to know who you are. You need to know what you have. You need to know what your rights and privileges in Christ Jesus are. Fear has been defeated. Fear has been defeated. Fear has been defeated. The devil has been turned to zero. His powers have been taken from him. All power literally belongs to Jesus, and that power belongs to the church of Jesus Christ. Do you understand this? No wonder, going back to Romans, all right, chapter 5 and the 17th verse of Romans chapter 5, it says, through one man's offense, death reigned, all right? Through one man's offense, death reigned by one. It now says, much more, those that receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life. Let me read the Passion Translation. It says, death once held its grip. No, let me read it well, please. Death once held us in its grip. Once, guys. All right? Death once. Once means, you know, once upon a time. All right? Not once, like one time. Death once held us in its grip. And by the blunder of one man, that's Adam, death reigned as king over humanity. You know that's true. Look around you. But now, hallelujah, how much more are we held in the grip of grace and continue, all right, watch this. How much more are we held in the grip of grace and continue reigning as kings in life, enjoying our regal freedom. Regal means royalty, all right? Our regal freedom through the gift of perfect righteousness in the one and only Jesus the Messiah. So death used to reign. He reigned as king over humanity. Even over us. It now says we are the ones reigning as kings now. It means you are now the new terror over death. That's what the word of God is saying about us. You need to meditate on this. I need to meditate on this. But we've got to, if we don't come to this word, we'll never rise to this revelation. Do you understand that? It's like the story of the cub, all right? The baby lion, all right? That grew up amongst dogs. And then he, you know, tried being like every one of them and, you know, thought he was a dog. And you know you don't see what you look like, so you just see everybody and think that's what you look like. And then he grew like one of the dogs. And one day, he saw a lion. And then he saw the guy roar. And he wondered, oh my goodness, what a fantastic beast. Glorious and majestic. And when the lion came, everybody ran, including the other lion. So he went drinking one day. And for the first time, it occurred to him, I look just like the guy that is roaring. I look just like the guy that everybody's running from. I look just like him. So he begins to see his own new nature. And don't forget, James tells us that anybody that is not a doer of the law is like one that looks into the glass, sees his image, walks away and forgets. So when you look into the mirror of God's word, you see who you really are. Hallelujah. So this is who we really are. We are the ones that are reigning now. We are the kings now. Death reigned. Oh, I have to pray before I go to bed because I'm afraid something might go wrong. Oh, I have to pray before I travel. I'm afraid something might go wrong. I'm afraid here. I'm afraid here. I'm afraid of death. He says, no, you're the new king now. You reign now. You reign now. Let me read the Amplified Classic. It says, for if because of one man's trespass, his lapse or offense, death reigned through that one, R-E-I-G-N again, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace or merited favor and the free gift of righteousness, putting them in right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah,
and the anointed one. Guys, this is super, super like awesome. This is super like great. This is super like amazing. As in like, this is amazing. This is amazing. Death has reigned. Now you reign. You reign. Don't forget John chapter 5, 24. All right. That whoever hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. You and I have passed. We have passed. Hallelujah. We have passed from death to life. And Romans chapter 8 now tells us in verse 2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin. And that I believe this blessed you. I believe this is good for you. Now, one important thing I need to quickly say. Okay, two important things I want to say. Follow me on all social media platforms. Lion Rex on Instagram, right? Quickly, just hit the button up there, all right? You find the follow button. Just hit my name. You find the follow button up there. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Lion Rex on Instagram. Please follow. Twitter, Rex on Instagram. Kindly follow. And as I end today, all right, I would love that. Please, please, and please, you visit the website. There's a series there titled Understanding Life. 12 messages. There are over 80 messages there free for you to enjoy. But please, Understanding Life. Understanding Life. You would really, really, really like love it. Understanding Life. Please get the teaching. Enjoy the teaching. Go to the website, all right? www.larryrexon.com. Just my name up there again, .com, not .org, .com. Click the link, listen to it, spread the gist. It will bless you, and I will see you tomorrow. Blessings, and have a great day. 'Cause grace